Goodness gracious. Well, we're going to have a full one this morning. I might remind you guys of Romans 14 when you're sharing, right? Since there's so many here today, so keep that in mind. I think you know what I'm talking about, and Josh, you especially. So come on, Josh Thomas. After Josh, when you come up, why don't you just tell us your name, and if you want to tell us, if you can remember, how many years you've been coming to teen camp, or if you're staff, let us know you're on staff, because I'm not going to introduce each one of you personally, but I wanted to let you know what this man did this week and how thankful I am for him, and can't wait to hear what you have to share. Thanks.
Yeah, two things I wanted to share, nothing too long. There's a verse in 1 Thessalonians that says, "Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it." And I learned that in a big way this week, and thought it might bless you guys to be reminded of that, that if God calls you to do something, he doesn't leave you hanging. He is faithful to perform in those situations where he's called you to. And our responsibility is just to remain peaceful enough to be able to allow him to lead us and to allow him to perform his part in that. It doesn't matter if you haven't done something before. If he's called you to do it, he's faithful to perform that. And the second thing along the lines of that is, if God calls you to do something, it's important. It has spiritual significance. This is God that has called you to do something. So if God thinks it's important enough to ask you to do it, then it's important. It's a priority. And it sometimes when you're involved in some type of service, there's a lot. The devil can put a lot of smoke screens up and get you to try to focus on, oh, this is important, what the things you can see with your eyes. And, you know, our priority this week was to teach, that God had called us to do, was to teach Romans to this group of teens and to lay a foundation for their lives. And since God had called us to do that, it was important for us as the leadership and as the staff to stay vigilant, to not get distracted from that. And I learned that again, and was thankful and looking forward to applications in the rest of my life, because teen camp is just once a year, and I know you guys have different things you're involved in, and God calls you to do a lot. So just remember that if he calls you to do anything, it's important and it's spiritual, and the devil would like to get you distracted from those things. But as we maintain our priorities, then we can easily make decisions and navigate through situations where it looks like a lot of different things might be important, but if we keep our priorities clear, we can stay in line with that. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. Love you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Donahue. I've been going to teen camp for 4 years. This week, I really got blessed by God's forgiveness, especially, I don't know, because we do so many things bad, and we learned in Romans 2 and 3, and sorry, the end of 1, 2, 2, and then through 3 again, how wicked we were, and how just, we were just so full of darkness, but God called us anyways, and he wanted us anyways, and I don't want to say I saw the wickedness in my heart, but I saw, you know, the sin and the screw-ups in my life this week. And I got so blessed by how God still loved us, even though, you know, we messed up so many times. We just weren't worthy at all, but he still loves us now. He loved us then, and he loves us now. And I'm just so thankful for having a God who's willing to love us anyways, and for, I don't know, he's just so amazing, and his forgiveness is amazing. Thank you.
I gotta say something about that, because that was pretty good. Some of you old people are saying, oh, Lauren, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so negative. You're a great, what do you mean wickedness in your heart? You're a good girl. Oh, man. You're approaching it all wrong. you notice how thankful she is for God's love and forgiveness and righteousness? Perhaps she's right. And maybe I just don't appreciate what God says about the human heart. And if I did, I'd be as thankful as she is for being forgiven. So maybe instead of automatically saying, Lauren, don't be so hard on yourself, maybe we should consider that it's the Word of God she read this week that gave her an honest perspective of the human heart. And if I was that honest with myself, I might be as thankful as she is for the righteousness that I have, huh? Just thought I'd interject that, so. Whoop, where are people? There she is, okay.
Hi, I'm Christine Tierney. I think I've been going to Scene Camp for, I think it's 5 or 4. I can't remember, but I've been really blessed by just finding out who we were and who we now are and what we're called to and what Jesus Christ paid for that. And it really just blessed me so much, and learning that, you know, we're reading the same word that changed Paul, and just how that word, you know, he knew who he was in Christ, and he saw his brothers and sisters as sisters in Christ. It wasn't, you know, like, oh man, that person's, you know, so childish or anything like that. He saw who they were. He saw that they were son and daughter, sisters and brothers in Christ, and that they have a part in this ministry. And it brings so much to the body of Christ. And just in my heart, I was like, wow. I mean, for me especially, living in a household with a child, you know, living with Rebecca, wherever she is. But it's just a good reminder in my heart to, even though she's that young, even though, you know, I love her with the love of Christ. And, you know, even if they're 2, 3 or whatever, that everybody is capable of learning about Jesus Christ and the gospel and who they are, and that they're righteous and they're holy. And it just really touched my heart. And Romans really is a tool, and I'm very thankful that Josh, Claire, and Tom, you know, saints, just taught that so wonderfully. It really touched my heart. So, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Kelly, and this was my 7th year at Teen Camp. I'm 19, and this week I was just really, crap, I thought I wasn't going to cry. I was just really blown away by the gospel this year. You know, I've been coming to these camps for 7 years. I've been in the Word since I was like 2 and a half. But in all of that time, it's really easy to build up calluses in your heart to the Word and become dull to what it says. And it's easy to get distracted by everything, even if it looks godly. But like Lauren, I saw the darkness in my own heart. But it blew me away that someone as perfect as Jesus Christ, who loved God and was just perfect and wonderful and didn't deserve anyone to hate him, like, that he would be willing to hang on a cross so that I could at least have the chance to be free. And free in every area, you know, not just from the sins that I was born with, but the sins I've committed since I've been in the Word and mature, you know. And no matter how far you've walked away in your own heart, no matter how many calluses you've let build up, no matter how many walls you've built yourself, if you go to God honestly and acknowledge the work of Jesus Christ, even though it might take a while, he's able to prick your heart again. And I'm realizing that the joy that I was missing and the peace that I was missing is because I forgot about my Lord Jesus Christ. But the good news is that no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how far you think you've strayed, Jesus Christ covers it all. And you can stand again. So I guess that's it.
Hi, I'm Zach McCaw. This is 6 years, I think. I got to meet people that I had never really talked to before, and the people that are in the teen fellowship and we're at camp and stuff. And I don't know, I talked to you, Evan, and that, like, I think sometimes we think about our maturity and it tends to cancel out the way we should think about each other. And you may talk to somebody, or even somebody may come up that you've seen that you know are new in the Word, and they have a heart that's something I was so blind to without seeing the truths that we're supposed to see in each other that Romans tells us about. And like Kristen said, like Jesus Christ is, I don't know, I just, again, I felt really bad because I was thinking like that with people and I wasn't seeing them for what Christ saw them for. And I don't even know what I wrote down anymore, but I don't know. Just it's really awesome. I just wanted to say it's really cool to see in Romans, no matter how many times I've done something or how many times I haven't or how wise I am or how foolish I am or how much I've seen in my heart or haven't seen in my heart, the truths of Romans stand, period. Like, no matter, I mean, I can't explain it any better, I guess, but they're solid, and no matter how many times I have to go back to them because I'm stupid, they're still solid, and they're not changing, period. Just like the death of Jesus Christ and my righteousness. It's listed in Romans, so that's all I have to share. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jeremy McCracken, and this was my sixth year of teen camp, and I wanted to share something that really blessed me, because, like, when you hear that we were going to cover Romans, like, one thought that kept coming up in my mind was, we've covered this a whole lot, and it was neat, because it was a big chance for me to just keep putting on God's word and realizing that just God's word has power even if we've read it before and even if we put the same thing in our hearts before. There were a few verses from Isaiah that I had been reading before camp and I just saw them in a really big way. Like Isaiah 55 and in verse 3, it says, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Here in your soul shall live." And later on is the rest of the chapter where it says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my ways, or for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." And it goes on and says, they're higher. His ways and thoughts are higher than ours. And I just really saw that we can just let our old ways and our old thoughts in Adam just forsake them, and we put on God's word. And that's what changes our heart. And it will continue to do that for the rest of your life. And these things in Romans, when you put them on in your heart, they're going to be faithful, and God's word will always be faithful. And even like other people have said, like even if you've had a really bad heart, all it takes is just putting on that word and being faithful to that and just being obedient to that. So that's all I had to share.
I'm Sarah McCracken. This was my third year at teen camp, and one thing I noticed and realized this week was how much God really has done for us. He's given us his son for us. He's given us everything we could want in Jesus Christ. He's given us a new life that we can live. It's not just words on a page that we can read. It's a life that we can live, and he gave up Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was perfect. He was the perfect son that you could have. If you were a father and you had a perfect son who loved you with his whole heart, you wouldn't want to give him up. You could see how much he loved God, and as a father, you wouldn't want to give up your son. But by giving up his son, we are able to come unto him and come unto his throne and go to God and pray to him. And God wants us to pray to him. He wants to hear what we have to say. We can tell him about our day. We can tell him how awesome God is, how awesome he is. And if we need things to be taken care of, we can let him know. And there's a song that kind of sums this up. At his throne, I am welcome to bring my request. At his throne, I am loved. At his throne, I am blessed. The God of creation has called me his own. I can come boldly to his throne.
Hi, I'm Maddie Mraz. I'm 14. This is my very first year at teen camp. One of the things I wanted to share wasn't from a teaching. It was actually something I really discovered at teen camp, I guess. It was my relationship with God. I guess before I came to teen camp, it wasn't like a huge thing for me. In our fellowship, we were talking a lot about it, and Lyric used this example as, God is like a vending machine. I used him, and I came to him when I needed something or wanted something. But the cool thing is that you can actually have a relationship with God. And what really, really blessed me was the fact that he wants to have a relationship with you. It's not just you wanting it. He wants it too. And that was just so amazing to me that he cares about us enough to have that relationship. And so at camp, I started actually praying, getting to know my father. And it just blessed me so much. And I learned so much about him and about all of this. And it's really cool because he wants to have a relationship with all of you too. And I just loved learning that. And that's what I learned about a teen camp.
Hi, my name's Abby Bailey. I've been going to teen camp for 5 years. And, it's okay. And that's good, because I was going to cry, and now I'm not. But, this week I realized what it is to be a Christian, and that's weird because I didn't know that was what it was until just now, that, you know, just like, that it's not belonging to a group, it's not changing the way you live your life or having new goals for your life or anything, which is, you know, what I thought, you know, just, well, I'm a Christian now, so I want to live a good life, but, like, it's so much more than that. It's that I'm a part of this eternal plan that God has been working on for, you know, centuries, and you can read in the whole Old Testament that, like, he worked with man so much, and he worked with his servants, and he was faithful to that, so that he could have a relationship with us, and we could be his kids, like Maddie was talking about, and that I have this Lord, Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross and suffered this agony and knew what it was, knew the anguish it was to be separated from God so that we could be brought back to God. And, you know, it's not like, Claire said this a lot, like, it's not like it was a mistake that we're not reconciled to God, you know, that we're born in sin. It's God gave us, you know, God created us, he gave us all this stuff, and we just said no and walked away and, you know, just spurned God. And I don't know, but being a Christian is just so, it's such an honor. There's this song that played a lot at teen camp, and the chorus just said, you know, send me, I'll go. Let me go, you know, that we can live a life that glorifies God and adds to this eternal plan is just, it's just such an honor, and to have this relationship with God and Jesus Christ, and just, I hope that it hits all of us just as hard every day that we can wake up and, you know, say, good morning, Father, and that's God Almighty. So, thank you.
Hey, I'm Brian Donahue. I'm 22. This is my eighth year at teen camp. but this year was, I probably learned the most out of any year I've been at teen camp. I think what hit me the most was just how much God loves me, that, you know, that that's what I kept learning over and over, was that, you know, he sent Christ to die for me, that when Christ was, that was God's idea, you know. It wasn't like Jesus Christ said, oh, I'm going to do this because I love them. God said, you're my son and I want you to do this, and Christ was faithful to that. But, you know, just seeing so much how much God loves me, that he's serious when he says that he's going to be everything for me, that he does love me, he's never going to condemn me, he's always going to forgive me for anything I do, that there's nothing I can do that can separate him. He's dead set on that. He's serious about that. And that just blew me away, that I can count on him to be that loving, to be that forgiving. And I think one other thing that really hit me on the same context was, we read through the crucifixion in our small fellowships. There was a verse from Psalms, Psalm 116, that says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." You know, I read through the crucifixion, and it's so gruesome. It was so horrible what happened to him. And I feel like I could never ask for that. I could never accept that. It's too much. It's, no, that I can't accept that. But, you know, God wanted me to have that. So I'm going to take that cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. So thanks.
My name is Josh Barrett, and I'm 17. This is my first teen camp, and I don't really have too much, but it was just, it was really cool to see, like, to be with other believers and just see the love they had for one another. And before going to camp, I heard a lot, like, Romans is your foundation, and I didn't really completely understand that until we started breaking it apart and going through it, and I was like, wow, there's a lot here that can benefit me. And it was just cool to see, like, how, and, like, just to think about how I can apply this to my life, and just how I haven't really been on the right track, but it's right there and can help you so much. And the other thing was, I did an Acceler session, and Zach McCall led it, and me and a couple other believers, like six of them, we just sat down and we spoke in tongues. And, you know, it was just sweet to see how God worked in that group of believers. And, like, you know, maybe you screwed it up the first time, but it's like, just try it again, try it again. And it was just really cool to see that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Matt Janovac. This is my third year. And one of the big things that I learned this year is about being rooted and grounded, like, in the Word of God, in the gospel, and not rooting yourself up before you get the chance to grow or realize that you're growing. You know, it's like cheat sheet. Sorry. You know, if you do root yourself in the Word of God, the Word of God says you will grow. And it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but you may not grow fast. You may grow really fast. You may not grow fast, but the point is that you're growing in the Word. And, you know, growing in the Word and bearing fruit, that's what God wants you to do. So I know, being human, you tend to want everything, like, right now. You know, a little kid, a little 5-year-old, what he wants is, you know, I want to be big. I want to be a grown-up. And it takes time, you know. I was talking to Nikki Demaray, and she told me, she was like, yeah, you know, you may not realize that you're growing in the Word. It may be slow, and you may not realize it, but compared it to growing growing tall, a little kid. If you see a little kid a year later, he grew quite a bit, but he may not, you know, you can't really tell yourself a lot of times that you grew. So that's all I had.
Hi, I'm Dustin Doherty. I was on staff this year, and being on staff, you were perfect, so you don't learn anything. No, not true at all. We're a believer first and foremost, and one of the things that I got to learn this year was really what the spirit of bondage, again, to fear. Just watching how my own self worked with premeditated thinking, of logic, of just putting up barriers and barbed wire on my own heart to make sure that I wouldn't break the word of God, that I wouldn't cross particular lines, and just being super critical of my own self and actions and in words, and just the truths that were able to show me how to overcome that were the truths that were being taught this past week. Just from the context itself, learning how, man, we've been made free, that there's, if God, from his perspective, no longer judges me, he's fully satisfied, why do I got to put up barriers in my own heart because of that? And so Romans just helped, again, just teach me more than the verses. It taught me how to live that gospel and walk according to that gospel. And also part, a second point that I learned this week was just really understanding how to work with people, that I've got a lot of experience in the kitchen, and I knew an approach to this week I could really lean on my own logic or my own previous experience in the kitchen. But bottom line, when it came down to it, that would ultimately fail because hearts were at stake, because people were at stake. And I got to see how, in practice, that working with people and working in a spiritual way is not always going to be the most effective according to the flesh. And at the end of the week, our success wasn't going to be based upon whether we burnt food or not, or whether we got food out at 12:30 or not. It was going to be based on if people did it with believing. And I just got to see how asking somebody to make tiramisu was going to produce more in that individual than it would be for anything else, for them to just watch somebody or just pray. For that point in time, I just got to see how God would work with me and other people, of what would bless them, of what they needed and what they didn't need. So it was a great week. Thanks, staff.
I'm Angeline Burke. It was my seventh year. I'm 19. I had the privilege of being a fellowship leader this year. I don't remember how many. I've done it a couple times before. But one thing I really saw, bigger than I ever have, was service this week. I know you're probably wondering, Romans service. I don't know how that, but it was in my fellowship. I've never, it was looking at service from a different perspective and going into it with a different heart. Learning to serve as a result of what God's done for me rather than serve to help my church. That's a good thing, to love each other and to want to help each other, but if service for a church can easily turn into just service for people in general, and that's not the way God wants it to be, I guess I just realized that if I fully want to do what God wants me to do in situations, I have to first react to it from the proper stuff, you know, not looking around a room and seeing what people need and seeing what people need to get taken care of, but looking at what my Father's done, looking at what my Savior's done, and how can I do anything else but serve my God? And yeah, it's through the church. It's through, that's how we do it. But if I'm not first looking to my Father with it, it's pointless, you know? And I guess I just saw, yeah, it can be a hard thing sometimes. Yeah, you have to do stuff you don't want to do, or stuff that's not convenient, or not every time you talk to someone there's going to be a big old smile and a thank you and a hug and a kiss and I'm so happy, you know. There's stuff that you have to do that kind of sucks. I can say that. this week I love my fellowship. I love them to death, every single one of them, and I just saw God's heart in just the stuff that he worked in my heart to share in my fellowship. Maybe it's stuff that I know in my heart, and it's stuff that I don't have an issue with. Some of it I did, you know. It was God showing it to me, and then like 15 minutes later sharing it with my fellowship. But just reading these words and proving God faithful by seeing the reaction on the people's faces, you know, seeing the stuff that worked in their hearts, and it's like stuff I never would have thought to, like, share about the crucifixion when you're reading about Romans. What? Never something I would have thought of, but it's like, it was awesome seeing it and seeing my heart getting taken care of with the people in my fellowship and with seeing God glorified within my fellowship with every individual and the changes in their life and the changes in, as a result of that, there's huge change in my heart because it was truly seeing God as being a faithful God to me when I looked to him. So that was it.
Hey, I'm Max Mraz. I'm 17, and this is my fourth year at teen camp. And what really got to me in my heart this week was God's faithfulness. Like, I know he's been faithful because he's created the heavens and the earth, and they still work fine, but it really got to me way more than it ever has before that, like, I was in charge of a fellowship this week, and a big temptation was to rely on anything that I have on my own, like anything that, like, oh, I think I should do this for these people, or rely on anything other than what God's told me to do to give these people what they need in my fellowship. And what God showed me was that I can't say that I perfectly walked with God all week and that he told me, you know, every single thing to do, but I definitely messed up a few times, and it's like, luckily we were reading Romans, and there's therefore no condemnation to us. But God is so faithful that if your heart is one, if you have a humble heart and you want to receive the word, then God's going to get it to you no matter what. It might be if the people in my fellowship, it might be through me, but if it can't be, then God will find a way to give it to them. We read on Esther before the teen weekend, or before the teen camp, and long story short, the Jews were all going to die, basically, according to what the king said. He said, I'm going to kill all the Jews. And God told Esther that you can go before the king and ask him not to. And according to the census, there was a law that if you go before the king without him asking you to go before him, he could kill you. And Esther was afraid, and she's like, I can't do that. And God said, well, you can go before the king, and that's the way God wanted his people's deliverance to come about. But he said, if you don't, then I will find another way to save my people. Like, it's not the way that, it's not God's primary plan. Like, Esther did obey God, and it was amazing, and she was incredibly blessed, and a lot of crazy awesome stuff happened in Esther, but God knows that we're men and that we don't completely renew our minds all the time, and often we go back to that old man nature where we're like, no, God, I don't want these perfect things that you've given us. But God's willing to work with us, and he's so faithful that even if we mess up, he's still going to find a way to get his will accomplished. And that just really blessed me this week, and that's what I wanted to tell you guys.
I'm Jessica Musil. This is my second year in teen camp. I'm 19. And there were two things in Romans 8 that just were really awesome. The verse that says that the sufferings in this present world aren't worth comparing to the glory that's coming.
just the fact that it's so personal. Like, it makes so much sense that Romans comes before Ephesians, because I don't know who's going to stand. I don't know who's going to fall. I don't know who's going to be beside me today and gone tomorrow. But I have to be convinced in my own heart and my own life that whatever happens, God is faithful, and it's my choice to be faithful to him. And a little bit later on in that chapter, it says, I am convinced. That was Paul talking, and he was convinced. It wasn't that we were convinced. It was him personally. He was convinced that neither life nor death, principalities, powers, death nor life, I got that all mixed up. But it was just so personal. Like, nobody can believe for me, and I can't believe for anybody else. And that's hard to realize. But how much more true and how much more sure is that growth in my life when it's me that believes, when it's me that's convinced? And because I can't say that for a fact, but it's so perfect that Romans comes before Ephesians, because we all have to individually know who we are in Christ, know who we are as sons and daughters of God, because the devil's going to hit us hard and the devil's going to roar, but that's all he can do, which is wonderful, because the battle for our heart has ultimately been won. That's the one battle that matters. We're still going to fight these little fights, but in the end, I mean, like I said, all he can do is roar. And yeah, it's scary. Yeah, it's basically scary. But in the end, the battle for our hearts has already been won. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Erica Bailey. I am 20-teen, so it's 20 years old, but still out of teen camp. It's my fifth year at teen camp, and this year was a lot different for me. Josh taught about Romans 17, which is the secret to everything, but it's only available at teen camp. No. My second year of teen camp when I was 14 years old was on Romans. It's the same 16 books, or 16 chapters in that one book that I've been reading for so long. The only reason it has so much power and the only reason it did so much at this camp was because it was met with humble hearts and it was met with believing, you know. And that's what I wanted to encourage you guys with, was no matter where we go, no matter what happens to us, no matter where our location is, it wasn't the bugs at teen camp that prompted this growth. It wasn't the bunks. It wasn't the staff. It wasn't the food. It was, I'm humble to my God, and again, I want to learn how much of a sinner I was, and I want to learn about your love for me. You know, the same story that got us born again, the same words that brought us into this kingdom are still the words we live by, you know. So that's what I wanted to share. God bless.
Important point, boy. You know, if you're thinking about, oh, isn't it great that these teens finally understand Romans? Most of these teens have been hearing Romans just like you have for 8, 10, 12 years, some of them. What Erica pointed out is it's not that they, you know, their parents have kept them sheltered and hidden that book until now. And that's why they're so excited to learn these truths. Oh, I never knew this before. No, it's because they had humble hearts. You see, this is the Word of God. It's not a textbook. It's the Word of God. And it's living and powerful. There are those who think they know Romans because they've been through some Romans teaching. Somebody was telling me recently, because as you probably know, we're handling Romans at our family camp as well, right? And somebody told me, in essence, well, you know, I know Romans pretty well, but I suppose it won't hurt me to sit through it another time. And I thought, well, how noble of you, you know, and basically recommended they stay home. Because if their attitude is that, you know, it'll be a nice refresher for me to learn, to hear these truths that I know so well of Romans, then you're not going to learn a darn thing anyway, you know. I would venture to say the people who were the most moved, the most broken, the most changed by the book of Romans at this teen camp were me, Josh, and Claire. And we've taught it a few times over the years. And we spent, I know, Josh, probably you, like, where are you? Like me, I spent 2 hours a day on it from January right up till the start of teen camp, and it wasn't a chore. And even then, sitting and hearing these truths taught were electrifying, not because we're ignorant, but because we endeavor to stay humble, because this is the Word of God, you see. That's the key to these things. knowing the verses, even knowing the pattern of the teaching and how it all, that's a natural man can do that. A natural man can do that. But, you know, it's like with this family camp coming up, one of the toughest things I had to do was ask some of our teens to help with the children's work. Because they've just been through the whole book of Romans. And you know what they want to do? Sit through Romans again. And we're asking several of them, and man, God bless their loving hearts. They're willing to take that week and help teach Romans to our kids, which is going to be so life-changing for those kids. And, of course, we're going to give them CDs of the teachings and stuff. But that's a, you know, I was so moved by the fact that, you know, it was a big choice for them, because you'd think if you just sat through, you know, if you just sat through a Clint Eastwood movie marathon all week long, you want to go to one next month? But Romans, oh man. And yet for some people, it would be no more interesting than a movie marathon. Not because they've exhausted the book, but because their hearts are so calloused and shallow. So a calloused or shallow heart can be remedied by coming before our Heavenly Father and asking Him to teach us, asking Him to help us, asking Him to show us with new eyes what He's really trying to tell us in this book. I hope some of you are hearing things today that perhaps are causing you to do just that. But see, there's the key. And there's why some of these young people are so excited and moved. I would imagine you've heard Romans a few times over the years, haven't you, Erica? Yeah. And yet, huh? So just wanted to say, as long as I'm up here, you know, we have a new girl who came this year. She's a little shy, but I know she wanted to share something. Where are you hiding now, Diana? There you are. Oh, she's been moving up gradually. Diana was first year on staff this year. I told her not to stand in line. I'm sorry. Any of you other staff, by the way, if you wanted to share but you didn't want to stand in line because you're pregnant or whatnot, standing in line is not a requirement. You come up, we'll put you up first, okay? But I know Diana has something to share, so.
Hi, my name is Diana Tierney. This is my first time, as Tom had said. I was given the opportunity to be on staff and assist them in the presentation and the preparation of the food. And I found out that they starved the teens. It's incredible. But no, I'm only kidding. There was an abundance of food and Romans works back in the kitchen too. Sin and grace. You learn that real quick. but the amount of love and care that was in the kitchen, all towards the preparation and the presentation being best for the teens. The teens and young adults, and everything was geared, how are they going to best receive this? How are they going to best be fed by this? And once their bellies are full, they're ready to hear the word. let's see. One of the things that really blessed me is, besides the fact that I wish I could turn back the time and have the opportunity that you guys have in learning the word so young, the word doesn't change. You still have the same problems, or maybe a little more responsibility, but the devil has an endless supply of suggestions and fiery darts, but it's still the same word of God that will deliver you out of them. And your believing and your faith in God and your relationship with God. Could you imagine having a relationship with God so young and being so knowledgeable? That's amazing to me. I wish I could turn back the hands, but since I can't, just wanted to say, if you've even thought of sending your kids to teen camp, send them, okay? It's not an option. Send them. Because as Erica said, you know, they learned something in 14, and here you are in 19, and it's the same word. Their heads are in a different area, different place every year, whatever. Every year is important to a teen, I've always said every year is important, whether you're 15, whether you're 16, whether you're 19, whether you're 20. I would try to still sneak in after 20, 21, 22, 23. You can always ask. You could always ask. You don't have to be a teen. It's where it's the, are you, you know, a mature one up here, but so you can be 52 and not be mature. but I thank the this church for giving me the opportunity to volunteer. And if you ever thought about volunteering, it's going to be more than you bargained for it in a positive way. It's just it's amazing. Another thing I wanted to say that in Romans, once you realize, and not that I've realized it, but once again, once you realize that you're free, sin and newness of life, you know, sin and grace, you can really be peaceful in your heart once you've known the sin. Just turn it off. Just you move on. You know, you could if you're still in that sin, it's almost like you're blocking. Oops. You're blocking all those blessings, you know, all the grace, you know. Once you have that, turn that sin away, you know, being a teen or an older person, when, my God, the flood of blessings, you know, and in the kitchen, you know, you submit to whoever's telling you to do something, and if it's short or whatever, it's all for. To please you guys, it's everything should be, you know, don't your personality, your head or whatever, you know, just toss it away, because then there's freedom, there's so much freedom and peace once you're in that grace, and just turn that sin away. It has no place. It has no place. Just like Jesus Christ died, we died, we arose. We're up there with him, and if you think of it that way, that stuff has no bearing. But I'm so grateful for this church for giving me that opportunity and for giving my kids the opportunity to learn this stuff at this age. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Margie Mullins. I'm awful glad we have an X here. I went to teen camp for most of the years back when we were in Pennsylvania, but I haven't had a chance to go to this one in Ohio. And I'm very blessed that I got the chance to go. And thank you, Tom. And I wanted to tell you guys that Romans 14 is sort of like a love chapter to me, because it teaches us how to love each other and accept each other where we are at. Like, for an example that was given to us at teen camp, if you have this two-year-old, you're not going to judge him because he can't mow the lawn. You're going to love him and accept him and think very highly of him. When he gets older, then he can mow the lawn. And we're like that too, because some of us can believe in lots of things, to do lots of wonderful things with God, and others of us can't. And we need to love each other, whether we are real strong or whether we aren't. And I'm really looking forward to learning more about Romans at family camp. So thanks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lear Canson. This is my fourth year at teen camp, I think. This year I got the awesome privilege of being a fellowship leader. And I opened my letter and I saw the letter fall out of, oh, hey, we want you to be a leader. And I was insane. I was really scared. I was kind of freaked out. I ran upstairs and I showed my mom, and I'm like, I was honestly scared. But this year I really got to see how God is faithful despite circumstances that I think are too great, or despite the fear in my own heart. When I put my trust in my Father, He was there for me. He was faithful to take care of me. He was powerful. I got to experience true peace this week and true joy. I've never experienced it before, to the best of my knowledge, but I got to see my Father move mountains in my own heart for me, and I got to see Him work with everyone else, and it really was a great week, and I think it's been great for my heart just to see that, you know, despite myself, the barriers that I might put up or the things that might be standing in the way for me, if I go to my Father, He can work with me on those things, and He's going to be faithful because He called me to do this, and He's not going to leave me out there on my own. So, thanks.
I'm Cassie Joven. It's my third year at teen camp. And this year, I just really got to know my God bigger, to know His faithfulness. You know, I got to be a fellowship leader, which I was scared out of my mind, like Lyric. But, you know, when I shut up and listen, He had the answer. You know, He never just left me hanging. You know, He's truly faithful. He's always going to be there every time I have any questions. Or, like, you know, there were circumstances this week where I didn't know how to handle them, not even one bit, and I was scared out of my mind. But when it came down to it, I knew what I had to do, and it was just a matter of me doing it, you know. God was always faithful, and He gave me the answer, no matter what it was. You know, like I said, when I shut up and listen, He told me exactly what I needed to do, exactly where I needed to be, exactly what I needed to say. You know, I mean, maybe I wasn't faithful the whole entire week, but, you know, He's faithful, and He always had the answer, whether I was going to obey it or not. He always had the answer, and that's what I...
Hello, I'm Catherine Tierney, and this has been my third year at teen camp. And it's just, I don't know, like so many times, like when I'm feeling down about myself or something, like someone will tell me to like read the book of Romans, because that is like the true foundation, and like just knowing who you are in Christ is just like the greatest thing. And I remember in one of Josh's teachings, he said, well, like, you all know the saying, what do you do when life gives you lemons? Make lemonade. Well, the devil is like always just trying to like pelt those lemons at us. And like, I mean, but we were learning about how we can boast in tribulations, and we can just make sweet lemonade out of that by actually trusting our Father instead of just falling to sin, because I mean, we used to be servants to it, but believing on Christ, we're dead to it. We don't have to obey that anymore. We have the right to say, no, I'm going to think about God. I'm going to have these positive thoughts about everything that I learned in Romans and just keep remembering those truths because they're just so great. And so many times I just let myself get distracted by the world and just falling into the devil's temptations. But, I mean, just learning this, I have that stronger foundation, and I can be stronger in that and stand on God's word. And it's just so amazing. Like, it really helped me, like, it was the Sunday, like, before we left for teen camp, Wayne Merrill was talking about prayer and how it's always good to just, like, actually thank God for everything that He's done for you. And I know I've been doing that a lot more. Like, it's not just asking for things. It's just, like, thanking Him for His wonderful grace and mercy and His love for us, because we didn't deserve any of that. And He's just such a wonderful Father. And that's what I wanted to share.
Hey, I'm Dominic Sowards. This is my fourth or fifth year at teen camp. I got the privilege to be a leader this year, which was very nerve-wracking at the beginning, you know, because I run a home fellowship on Tuesday nights, but it's different when I only had a week with these people. And to see God's faithfulness, you know, 5 minutes before I had fellowship, I'm asking, you know, what do I say, Father? You know, what do I tell them? And, you know, I'm freaking out, and then right when I get down there, it hits me, you know, this is what you teach. This is what you share with these people in your fellowship. You know, it was very black and white. You know, it wasn't my emotions that I was teaching. It was, you know, what God wanted me to. It was His word. It was His love. And, you know, I was extremely blessed with my fellowship. You know, I knew nobody, and it somewhat gave me an advantage because, you know, I wasn't worried, you know, is this going to hurt their feelings, even though it is the word of God, you know. So I had that advantage. But the main thing this week that blessed me beyond belief was, you know, when Josh talked about, you know, Christ dying for us. You know, I understood it as in, you know, oh yeah, Christ died for me. Yeah, I'm righteous, you know. But it was, no. God told the serpent, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. And then Josh said, you know, him getting mocked, him, you know, he was beaten beyond recognition. He hung on the cross. He was still mocked while he was hanging up there. You know, come down if you are the true Christ. You know, get off the cross. And yet, he still did that for us, and that was only a bruise on his heel. You know, he died for, you know, a sinner who I am chief, it says, you know. And it was extremely humbling and a very sobering feeling to know that, you know, God sent his son to die for us, and he would do it over again because he loved us that much. You know, even if nobody believed after the day of Pentecost, Christ still died for everyone's past sins, you know, Abraham, Moses. But it's just amazing how God loves us so much that he would send his son to die all over again, you know, and we beat ourselves up every day. Oh, God, I'm so sorry I sinned, you know. But I know I've been forgiven. And that is just a very humbling feeling to know that no matter how much I mess up, God's still there. God still loves me. So that's about it.
Hi, I'm Bridget Doherty. Sorry I ditched you guys in line, but I said something briefly to share that I was on staff this year, and one thing that I really saw was the being able to serve and being able to hear God's word at the same time. It's a wonderful thing, and they should continue to complement each other. I know Angeline brought up service, and in light of the service that God asks us for is service based off of seeing and understanding his word. And if I get busy serving without an understanding of how God would ask me to serve or the things that he has done for me already, then it's not necessarily going to be a service that he asks for. And sometimes you see, particularly in the kitchen, you know, and other things that we do, it's very easy to be busy doing lots of things. But those aren't necessarily the things that God would have me to do. And the living sacrifice that God asks for is very different than the living sacrifice that I would give him of my own ability. And it was a wonderful week of seeing how God can work in different individuals to together take care of one need, to take care of his people. And I should continue to see that day after day. I should continue to see individuals, their hearts breaking before their Father and wanting to be able to do something for him. And God teaching him how to take care of his people, and that's something that we can do together. And the busiest people are very rarely those who have joy and peace in believing that God offers. So it was a great week of working together, but not a very busy week, not a very strenuous week all the time, you know. And one huge difference between the way God does things and the way man does things, and it blessed me a lot to see. So that's all. Thanks.
Hi,
I'm Mark Musel. This is my third year at teen camp. And probably the most moving teaching this year was the teaching at the end, and it's on a couple interesting chapters, 15 and 16. If you've ever read them, they're not really doctrinal chapters. They're more about just like Paul talking about the people from Rome and that he wants to go visit them and that just like he loves them and stuff. And Josh taught a really good teaching on it. It shows that Paul actually believed what he wrote about, and Paul actually manifested what he wrote about. I'll read you a verse from chapter 16, verse 1. I commend to you unto Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the Christ, which is at Caesarea. When I read that before, it was like, who cares about Phoebe? She's just some person who's dead by now. Whatever. But it says, unto Phoebe, our sister. That's the important part. Paul thought of Phoebe as, he was her sister. He manifested the love of Christ and what he had taught. And I don't know, that was really cool. And it was just the perfect teaching to go home with. We're supposed to use what we learn. Thank you.
My name is David Gilbert. I am 18 years old, and this is my fourth year at teen camp. And this year, studying Romans, there were quite a few things that like really hit me or that I really learned. One of them, what Matt Janovec was talking about, and the patience that you need to have, like while like fruit is growing. You know, you don't a 2-year-old that wants to be like a big, like an adult or something. You don't expect to have that growth overnight. And that going into God's word with that same expectation, you don't. And I think this is the problem with teen camps in the past, you know, coming home after teen camp, you have the expectation of growing up from, like, a 2-year-old boy to, like, an adult, you know. And it's just not realistic. It's not what God says. You know, some people grow faster than others, but just having patience in that. And there were so many other things I learned, but everything I did learn this week couldn't have been done if I didn't get my heart right first, you know, like get a genuine heart with God. There's a few teachings kept going back to a point like we don't want to be dead trees where we're pinning up good-looking fruit on. We want to be a tree that actually grows fruit, you know. And the thing I'm going to like kind of discuss how it's distracting and like how negative it is being that dead tree with the fruit, because, you know, it appears good. But, you know, go to the grocery store and get, like, a really nice-looking peach. And, like, 4 days, it dies, right? So you have to get more peaches. And then your whole time is just, you know, you're thinking about making that tree look nice, you know? And if I'm at teen camp the whole time thinking about, like, looking spiritual, like, oh, I said that verse last time I was in a conversation with them. I need something new. I need to look more blessed, you know? You know, that's just, I'm not getting anything out of the word. I'm letting myself get robbed. And, you know, an example recently, a specific example, like, me letting that rob me, like, I was standing here in line, like watching people talk about how much blessed they were this week. And I was thinking, oh, like, I'm not as blessed as they are, you know? My testimony isn't going to be as good as theirs, you know? How can I change my testimony? And then I'm like, you know, that's garbage. And I was robbing myself because I wasn't paying attention to what they were saying, really. I was just, like, thinking about how I could change my testimony to make it better. And so I really had to get my heart right this week, you know, before I could learn anything at all. And I guess that's what blessed me the most.
My name is Laura Carodi, and I had the privilege of being on staff for the first time this year. And when Tom first asked me, I was like, you know, okay, Father, make it really clear whether it's something I need to do. And it was very clear, and I was like, okay, you know, working out all the details and the logistics of being there, and really glad that I went. I've grown up in the Word. I've been taught the Word from a very young age. Read Romans many times, been taught Romans many times. But just seeing it and asking God when you go to the Word to open the eyes of your understanding, rooting out the old traditions of what you've been taught, and going to it and seeing it with new eyes. And, you know, the traditions of what you've been taught, if they don't line up with the Word, you get rid of them because that's not the word. And just to be able to see the immensity of the all-encompassing work of Jesus Christ, and just even in a bigger picture. So that's what blessed me.
Hi, I'm Dawn Musil. This is my fourth year at Teen Camp. And I came into the camp thinking I'm really going to, like, help people and take care of people because, like, I'm an older teen now. And, yeah, that got shut down really quick. But because it's looking at things carnally, you know. It's looking at things that's not the way God wants us to look at them. Angeline was my fellowship leader, and I think pretty early in the week she cut to the heart of things. Like, you look around, and, like, I see all you older believers, and it looks like it's, you know, you made it look so easy to live this Christian life, because it is, but if I keep doing it the way I'm doing it, which is by my own works, it's really, really hard, and I don't see how you guys could do it for, like, 50 years. And I think the biggest thing that hit me, like, with the scriptures is, like, Romans 8 is God kept it simple, you know. He said, change your mind, renew your mind to my word, you know. And just one verse, really big, just, you know, why would you live carnally? Because God's word says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And that's how easy it was. So thanks.
Hi, I'm Claire. I've been going to teen camp for 14 or 15 years. And I'm going to keep going until they shove me out. The biggest thing I learned this year was I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. And, you know, it's hard to live life based on what you see, because you don't see the heart. You see the outward appearance a lot of times. And God's word is powerful. It is the power of God unto salvation. And that's the gospel of Christ, and it is able to save our souls. Y'all. And we can boast in that. We can boast in Christ. So that's what I learned.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm 18, and this is my fifth year at teen camp. This was probably the most humbling year for me. And it's not just from Romans, but God was like, read Isaiah. So I did, and it's just how big God is, what he's done for us, you know, like how he's created the heavens and the earth, like in the span of his hand. Like, I was thinking, like, he stretched out the heavens and the earth like clay. I don't know, it's just really cool. And then taking that, like, how big God is, how what he's done for all those people in the Old Testament, and then... taking that to Romans and, like, seeing, you know, Christ, or God does everything really big. God does everything for us. It's complete. It's just really, really big, and it's great. And there's this one point in Isaiah where it talks about, like, God's really distraught, and you can feel his heartbreak. And because they're not offering him sacrifices, they don't actually care that... he's done all this stuff for him. He's created the heavens and the earth. He takes care of them whenever they need him. But they just don't care anymore. And he's so heartbroken. And I was thinking, like, they're just his people and we're his kids. And if he's getting that heartbroken over just normal people, how much more is he heartbroken over us? And it really showed me, like, looking through Romans, like, what Christ has done and the magnitude of what Christ has done and just how big that is and how great our God is. I'm sorry, that probably didn't make any sense, but yeah.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Molly Bradley. I'm 17 years old, and this was my first year at teen camp. And a lot of you guys know I was, like, really, really, really excited to go to teen camp. And I definitely had reason to be. A lot of things blessed me. But the biggest thing that blessed me was just learning to have patience, to have confidence in my God. And, like, I guess the biggest example I saw it was just my foundation. Like, since I got into the Word, I've just been, like, working and working to, like, have my foundation and to grow. And, like, of course, that didn't work out so hot. And just this week, I just kind of went to Romans, and Josh did this awesome teaching and used the phrase believing over achieving. And that's when it just, like, really clicked for me. Like, it's not anything that I'm doing. It's my believing and just going to God's word with a humble heart and just really, truly believing it. Like, and just in the few days I got to do that at teen camp, like, that's when I really saw, like, real fruit in my life. Like, and it was just really awesome. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. So.
Hi, my name is Rachel McCall, and this is my third year at teen camp. But I guess the thing that blessed me the most, or I don't know, was the most humbling, was learning the state that man was in before Jesus Christ died for us, and seeing what God did to bring us out of that, and just understanding on a more personal level that, you know, yeah, I've been saying Jesus Christ died for me my whole life. Like, yeah, Jesus Christ, you know. But no, Jesus Christ shed his blood for me and for all of you and God's kids. And it's something so much more personal and so much more relevant than just saying, yeah, Jesus Christ died for me, you know. And realizing that that's who I am now. I'm a child of God, and I'm worth the blood of Jesus Christ. So, yeah, that's what blessed me.